its way.
Okay, cool. As you can see, the iPad doesn't work outdoors. The iPad geeks will...
You have friends at Apple.
They will not have sun. They will not be able to go out in the park and enjoy. It's not a problem, but they just have to buy the next version of the iPad, hopefully, with the Pixel Qi. There you have it. This is a wide view Pixel Qi.
Yeah.
Playing all kinds of videos.
Maximum brightness.
Maximum brightness on the iPad. Right here, next to the Pixel Qi.
Yeah. It's hard to see it.
I think iPad should use Pixel Qi. That's what I was kind of hoping that they would announce world's first distribution of the Pixel Qi screen.
They say they have wide view, but we do too.
So you need to adjust the angle, right?
Well, this is wide view. We fixed the viewing angle issue. Sorry, I'm just turning off the wireless networks. So this is wide view.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it upside down.
Here is the iPhone. So iPhone has a different kind of screen than the iPad.
Yeah,
slightly more visible, but still a huge difference. It'd be nice to have an iPhone like this, where you have an outdoor. Will there be a 3.5-inch or 4-inch or 5-inch or all that?
We're working on a bunch of different sizes right now as we're scaling up our manufacturing. So there's some demand in the 3, 4-inch and some demand in the 7, 8-inch. Also,
nice.
Mainstream laptop sizes. So we're deciding which to do based on people like the one holding the iPhone here.
Right.